Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
Nope. Still didn't fix it for you.
Glad to see you fix that.
No, didn't. Sorry.
The one thing I asked for Christmas, well, two things I asked for Christmas, a Harley Davidson and to fix the damn song. Did you get me a Harley Davidson, Slim?
God, no.
You got a better chance of getting a Harley Davidson from him than him fixing the song.
So in other words, he's never going to fix the song.
No, correct. I really will. I will.
You lie.
I'll fix it. The problem is I think I need Zip to send me the Nick Searcy vocal again, because he has that, and I think I don't think I have the vocal. I don't think I saved it. I think that's part of the problem.
I can send it to you.
So don't do it right now, but after show, send me the Nick Searcy vocal so I can I can redo this so that maybe next week you guys will
maybe
love me.
Maybe.
If you send it to me and it sits on my email,
We love you even when you're an asshole. It's all right.
I can be an asshole, too.
Even when you lie and don't do things you say you're going to do.
Yeah. It's like CB's our father. Did you hear that? He said that like a dad.
Old enough.
Now you're not going to be my dad.
Biologically, it's possible.
Well, yeah, of course. You are old enough to be my
You're one macho first grader.
Well, maybe not.
Anyway. Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa, or whatever.
Don't forget Happy Festivus.
Well, Festivus, yeah, that's for snarky people like us. Whether or not you're religious, this is a time to be reflective, peaceful, and grateful for all you hold dear. Not enough of that shit. On to the radio show.
Well, wait. There's 46...
I was trying to be sincere there.
I know you were.
Didn't work.
There's 46 sexual orientations now that we can mark on the box. How many Christmassy titles are there? Or, you know, there's Christmas for some of us. There's Hanukkah. There's, like you said, Festivus. There's how many are there? Is there?
I don't know.
Lots.
Christmas is for Christians. Hanukkah is for Jews. Kwanzaa is for black people who aren't religious, but they're celebrating their history, their mutual history and stuff for a week. There's nothing wrong with any of them. And, you know, Pastafarians probably have something too, but you know, I'm eating a honey baked ham. I'm not having spaghetti. So there you go.
I asked this because I'm hoping I remember something for a story later on when we discuss retail sales for Christmas, because that's all.
Well, I'll tell you, retail sales. You go to the honey baked ham fucking store. Oh my god! I went in there this afternoon. I had to roll around the little strip mall like four times to get a parking spot. People were parking over in the big mall's parking lot to walk over. I go in. I'm like the 40th person in line. And by the time I got counting how many people in front of me, there was like 10 behind me, and the last person's ass was against the door.
And you're like, I'm not getting out of line now.
Yeah, and they got – it was insane. And then, you know, all these people willingly going in there to spend between $40 and $80 on a fucking ham.
Yep. Oh, you did at the last minute, so they get to stand in line.
Yeah, I got the smallest one they had. It was like $41.
Jesus.
Hey, how many pound ham was it?
It was a boneless. It was like 4 point something.
So it was about $10 a pound.
Yeah, it's good.
Better be.
Yeah, no shit.
Come on, you with good, like good ham sauce. Boar's head ham at the deli's $10 a pound.
Now, do you like raisin sauce on it?
Raisin sauce? No, I just like the crunchy honey shit they put on top. That's
okay.
And sweet taters, and I'm good.
We're doing our dinner for this year something new, and it's not new. I mean, it's just, but we're doing chicken. Stuffed shells with like a buffalo chicken. That's what we're doing this year.
Oh, good. Y'all have heartburn.
I don't care about that. Oh. Just something. Can't wait. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, hey, in the Christmas spirit, we've got a story here about Elf on the Shelf. The creativity continues. And some of its youngins, although I think this story's bullshit. But it's still funny, so we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't. I tried to figure out if it was bullshit before I posted it.
It's bullshit when you get to the bottom. I'll tell you why. But this is still pretty good. Parents mortified as kids turn Elf on the Shelf into Snitch in the Ditch. A pair of Seattle parents awoke to an alarming scene when they discovered the festive Elf on the Shelf perched on the fireplace mantle had been reduced to a Snitch in the Ditch by their mischievous children.
Good for them.
I don't know where they learned these things, but we found Elfton John out back in the ditch with his hand and mouth bound in duct tape, feet encased in Play-Doh, and a sign around his neck said, "Snitches get stitches."
Good.
Said Karen Johnson, local mother of two. We thought it'd be a cute parenting tool to get the kids to believe during the holiday season while adding a sense of whimsy we enjoyed with Santa growing up. We were slightly worried they'd be unnerved by the elf's little beady eyes, but I never expected this. But then it gets better. She also caught her two children slipping pro-union material intended for the elf laborers into their annual letters to Santa Claus.
And there's where the story goes.
Elf on the Shelf is a capitalist surveillance tour of the tool of the bourgeois class, no different than the corporate Alexa devices that the sheep of America have willingly bugged their homes with.
Awesome. Said I like Kate, these kids.
Said Caitlin, age 6, and Parker, age 4. I don't think so. In an adorable crayon-scribbled manifesto, they continue. We will not be cowed by the strong-arm tactics of North Pole dictator running his clandestine work camps on the broken backs of exploited elf labor. Our demands are as follows. All elves should be freed immediately. Santa's land will return to its original native inhabitants. The elves will be allowed to unionize and migrate freely. 4. A puppy. 5. Santa will stand trial for his numerous crimes against all elf kind. Meet our demands or suffer true justice at the hands of the Elf Liberation Front. Elf Liberation Front splinter cells have begun to spring up across the country this holiday season. The progress has thus far been stymied by confusion over who called out the front seats first. I think Ocasio-Cortez wrote that whole thing.
I love it. That's awesome. Why but couldn't my kids ever do anything like that?
They did ask for a puppy. You know, so you got to give them that.
No, so but anyway. You know, the thing is while it could be a satire story, which it most likely is at this point, but with the social media apps that are out there now, like this TikTok and some of the other ones like TikTok, there's kids that are doing shit like this. You know, they're doing and they're filming and putting it on TikTok, not in a bad way. I'm not saying they're out there massacring their whole shelf, but is jokes. They're doing snitch in a ditch and putting it up on TikTok.
I think I should rerun all my Elf in the Shelf pictures from previous years.
You might as well.
My favorite ones with the glory hole and the candy cane coming through and and the Elf on the Shelf sitting there saying, $20 is $20. I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
The problem is it's a little late to run your Elf on the Shelf. Christmas is in 2 days, so.
Well, I got nothing to do for the next 2 days.
Oh, just run them back. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just weed them out there. I got the one with all the little Barbie doll whores in the bathtub and stuff and the drunk Barbies and I got all kinds of good ones. They should do the cat on the shelf thing with a crazy blonde woman.
Oh my God, I'm so sick of that. But this Elf on the Shelf is one of the things we never did do with my kids. We talked about it a couple times, and we've seen it. I've had it in my hands and in my cart, not my cart, and get it. But we never did this, and I know a lot of parents that did do it, and I wonder if it would have worked better for my kids.
Hey, I saw a good cat one today.
I did too. Said, I don't remember
she,
it.
She said, "She says, and I never even got my driver's license." And the cat said, "Well, you would if you spend more time in the front seat than the back seat."
Tough driving from the back seat.
Yeah.
That whole thing is getting way overplayed on Facebook, at least.
Well, where's my damn picture?
I don't know. Which picture? Oh,
okay. Well, Minnie sent me a early gift. She's sending other gifts, but. She sent an early gift because she thought it was funny. It's I got peanut butter, chocolate walnut, low sugar fudge.
Ooh,
from Uranus.
Not mine,
because we all know the best fudge comes from Uranus. The package included a "I love Uranus" sticker. Which it's Uranus, Missouri. It's on Historic Route 66, which I get a kick of. But the thing that was really creepy though is inside it they have a little card in there for you and it says, "Thanks for picking Uranus. Where our world famous fudge is our number 2 because our customers are number 1."
What a classic.
"The best part of living in Uranus is that we get to laugh and have fun with thousands of great folks like you who are traveling down Historic Route 66 or just passing through Missouri. You should come and visit us at Uranus sometime. We will keep Uranus clean as a whistle, awaiting your arrival. Until then, you can visit Uranus online. And if you need more stuff from Uranus, you can get it at Uranus General Store. If you love how your fudge was packed, you can thank Fudge Packer," and then it's signed Isaiah.
Can you imagine the amount
Isaiah
of fudge?
Is my fudge packer.
Yeah, he's your fudge packer. Can you imagine the fun the social media managers get to have on like Twitter and Facebook? Oh my God. This
but
this
can
is
you
like
imagine
a
how
brand.
Much shit they get to?
Yeah, but But if this is what they're sending to their customer, it is the email. They can say whatever they want, and they're not going to get in trouble.
I'll bet he's voting for Pete Buttigieg.
this is awesome. Awesome.
Well, Mini Me has a sense of humor. I mean, I did raise the kid, so.
Is this a very well known place?
Yeah, based on the comments on my picture, quite a few. If you've passed through Missouri, you've seen their hysterical billboard signs.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised with society the way it is. Somebody hasn't been offended, and they haven't had a problem.
I'm sure they've been offended. That's what I was saying.
Kudos to these guys. Oh, I didn't hear. I missed that. I'm sorry.
I'm sure there's people somewhere that are horribly offended by this.
Oh, there's but gotta be.
Number one, Missouri, so they're gonna have a lot of trouble finding a lot of offended people. But you wouldn't have anything like that in California. If there was a Uranus California, they wouldn't get away with it.
You don't think?
No, God no.
No, well, it would be homophobic to make fun of Uranus.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. You're saying that they would say it's okay.
Yeah, California. Wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have it in California.
All right. Well,
this brand is just amazing. I love it.
Is the
fudge any good?
Yeah, is it good? It's
low sugar fudge, so it's only going to be so good.
All right.
Okay, but I'm diabetic, and that's, I could just, and quite frankly, the box is, it's a relatively small box, but it's still enough fudge to last me for like.
Looking this shit up.
Until summer.
So, in other words, we don't know if it's any good yet or not.
It's okay. I've taken two little bites. It's fine.
Uranus Fudge Factory.
It's not great, but that's because it doesn't have all the sugar in it should. But if it had all the sugar in it, should I couldn't eat it anyway.
Man, looking at this stuff looks like it's some good stuff.
How much does it cost? I have no idea what Mini spent.
Well, Butterfinger fudge is $17.99 for 1 pound.
Okay, well, then she didn't go crazy. Okay,
they're all $17.99 a pound. So
there you go. Okay, I'm proud of her.
Well, was it a pound box?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure that's a pound. It's two little thick bars of it. So,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Reduced is still $17.99 a pound too. I got down into the
Shipping included.
I probably have to create an account to do all that.
All this talking about butt fudge though reminds me of my favorite Christmas song, and we have that queued up for you tonight. So to put you in the Christmas spirit. Here we have Backdoor Santa. Hit it slow.
They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But look at him. Every time you call me dear. Look at here. I keep some change in my pocket. Chase the children at home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse. And with no scent I'll be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house. They call me back door Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, Backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me.
call me back, no Santa. And I like from the comedy. They call me back, no Santa.
Thank you, Clarence Carter. Backdoor Santa. Clarence Carter is still with us too, by the way. He's he'll be 84 on January 14th.
Oh. Is he still out?
Congratulations.
Is he still out doing shows because he
I have no idea.
I'm just curious. Most of these guys are running out of dope money and they're back out on tour because they're broke.
He's a good blues guy. Good blues guy. I like Clarence Carter, and I forgot all about that song until I was looking for dirty Christmas songs. And most of them were filthy.
Oh yeah, there's some great. I got.
They don't have R-rated ones, huh? Just X-rated.
Yeah, Clarence Carter was that was PG-13.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
We all know what he was talking about, but he didn't really say it.
Bob Rivers' Twisted Christmas has got some of the best stuff there is.
And it's filthy.
Well, no, it's not.
No. Okay.
Walking around in women's underwear. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, well,
I'm not going to, but...
We don't want to talk about your fetish.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, really?
No, no. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. I mean, the classics. This was a good one, too. Clarence Carter's, you know, I even know Clarence Carter.
Well, you're a DJ. You're supposed to know all this shit.
I didn't know this song.
Oh, didn't you?
Because I don't... Christmas, I don't usually book Christmas parties because I don't like playing Christmas music, so... But Strokin', I play Strokin' all the time.
Okay. Yeah, and we wonder what that one's about, Clarence Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I don't think we wonder.
Clarence is an ornery old fuck, and I love him. So there you go. Hey, Florida, where I live, it's not a real huge Christmas spirit state. I heard it on the radio a couple times this week.
And you missed out on this next thing.
Nevada is 50th, but Florida's like 45th. I mean, you know, it's okay. I mean, if you... put too many lights in your palm trees, it is like giant penises anyway. So, you've seen that picture on social
media? Oh,
yeah. Yeah. All right. But I found a guy in St. Pete, Pinellas County, not too far away.
This is my Santa Claus right here.
He really has this this spirit of giving.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. 63-year-old man in St. Pete. His name is Richard Ellis Spurrier. So you can tell him apart from the other Dick Spurriers that are around.
I think you need to go bail this guy out.
He was arrested on Saturday, though. But it was in the spirit of giving. He was handing out marijuana because it's Christmas.
What?
He was handing it out.
This is like... this is
good
like,
for him.
And when the cops got him, he still had 45 grams on him. So he probably started with 2 ounces. At least. And because 45 grams is about an ounce and a half. A little over. And he was handing out to people as they passed by.
God bless his soul. You know, instead of you going and putting money in the Salvation Army pot, he was walking by. You'd walk by and he'd hand you pot.
He's giving out pot to the people in the Salvation Army.
This is great. I don't know if it was
well,
the Salvation
not if he's
Army,
in jail.
But... Well, interview with police, he told them he was handing out weed because it was Christmas. But he was charged possession with intent to sell. And they did
that's because of the quantity, and that's how they do all this bullshit. And don't get me started.
The other thing was they did find a hidden sword in his cane when they arrested
him. That automatically makes it intent to sell as well, and could make it even more serious.
He has been released from the Pinellas
cane sword.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's a weapon. So
I understand it's a weapon. I just think it's cool.
Oh,
he was handing out weed, though. He wasn't selling it.
Well, I agree. But it's still illegal to possess.
Is it intent to sell or intent to distribute?
Well, yeah, and what did they actually charge him with?
Intent to sell.
Okay, that's less. Distribute is more, would have been a harsher sentence.
Yeah, but distribute would cover free.
No. Distribute in their terms means it's a more even.
Selling more by Webster.
Webster did cocaine, not weed.
No. It with distribute.
Back in the Freud days. Yeah.
How much did you say he had? 45 grams.
He had 45 grams on him when the cops got him. So yeah, he'd been out a bunch.
So yeah, attempt to sell. If he'd had 45 ounces, that'd been distribute. It all comes down to.
Hey, if you got 45 ounces, you better give it away. Who the hell can smoke 45 ounces? Not even Slim.
I think you're talking to him.
Mike Tyson says he can.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he going to do in the afternoon?
But see, my question on the sword thing is though, did he have a concealed carry permit? Because if you have a concealed carry permit, I'm not sure the sword's illegal. Probably not though.
Here's where the problem is.
I feel it walking around with a sword.
The drug charge is a felony, so now the sword's involved with the drug charge. Automatically, I think if you have a concealed carry, you're in trouble.
Man, the guy's got Christmas spirit. Leave him alone.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. The worst part is he lost his 45 grams of weed. They took it.
He's 67.
He probably needed that shit.
Leave him alone. He's a senior citizen, for God's sakes. He has aches and pains of his own he needs the weed for, and he was still giving away.
He looks pretty rough, too.
He's benevolent. Oh, come on.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I'll be his friend.
Your guys is down there from... I watch Live PD. You watch Live PD. We're a medical state here in New York. You're a medical state in Florida. Not recreational.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, I know you can. I got to come visit you for a weekend, but we'll talk about that another time. And it might not be a weekend; it might be a week. But
that's okay. We got a garden; you can plant.
Yes,
it's covered with snow, but
that's okay. I know how to do this shit.
Anyway, you're all right.
Oh,
now can you grow it in the woods?
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is, many
years ago.
The problem with doing it in the woods is that the wildlife. I mean, you want to be able to do it right there on your property if you could. You know, just put up like a fenced in 6 foot fence, 8 by 8 foot area.
Nothing has seeds in it anymore anyway.
You still don't want the animals to get into. The animals will tear havoc on your shit. They really,
really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. The animals will come in and eat it. We do, you know, you gotta do things.
I didn't know. I mean, I know they eat like they like to sometimes steal vegetables out of the vegetable garden.
Oh yeah, but the animals will eat on and nibble on this as well.
Do they get high when they do that?
I don't know, because actually, from my understanding of how it all works, and I'm not the pot genius when it comes to the growing that everybody. I don't think the THC is at its maturest level until right before it is time to.
Yeah, but the weed smells so skunky these days. You could plant it around your garden just to keep the animals out.
Yeah. Well, but it could. Yeah, that.
How do bears react to it?
That might work.
You have not been given permission yet to grow a few plants on your property at this point. It's legal. Why are you not already on top of this?
Because I don't know anything.
Oh, we'll talk.
Oh. That's right. Anything I can do to help, just let me know.
How many are you allowed to grow?
6 per person.
And how many is in the house?
107.
Nice.
No.
You're going to be like those guys in Nye County.
Yeah, there's 107 people who live here. I could grow 1,000 plants, can't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Jesus.
But yeah, the problem is down there in Florida with you, your guys' possession is way stricter. Here in New York, we're decriminalized. At this point, anything up to 2 ounces, as long as you aren't trying to sell, in this guy's case, he was trying to sell, but here, they take it away from you, and it's just running a traffic light is all it is. You get a $150 fine, and they take your weed, and you don't even go away in handcuffs. But the biggest key here, and I would think down there it will help in most instances, especially from what I've seen on Live PD, the more honest you are with the officer, the further you're going to get with the reduced charges. You're never going to get to keep the weed. You're never, ever going to get to keep the weed, ever. But if that officer walks up to the door and you have 3 ounces of weed on you and he says, excuse me, sir, do you have any drugs in the car? And you hand him the bag of 3 ounces, you are not going to get a distribution.
No,
you're going to still get your ticket, but you're not going to get a felony.
Well, you will if you haven't divided it all up.
Maybe not.
Separate baggies.
Maybe not. Yeah, if you hand it, no. If you are completely honest when you rolls down that window, you have a very good shot of getting strictly the violation.
We passed a referendum on weed in Florida, and they still aren't doing it. So,
Well, it's coming. It will come to every state eventually. If you look at the weed map, and I looked at it the other day to see which states were rec versus medical versus nothing, and it's very clustered. It's clusters.
I still think that's the reason that socialist mayor was fairly close in the gubernatorial election last go, because DeSantis was non-committal on the weed thing, and it was on that referendum, so a lot of people wanted to vote for weed, came out and voted on the referendum and voted for Gillum, because they knew Gillum smoked weed, so he sure as hell is going to let it be legal.
Well, and I don't know this.
You don't know if that's true, too.
No, but and here's something to ask, and I don't know if this without looking it up, and you probably don't either, but you might. Is there been anywhere that it's been put up for vote by citizens, not by the
government, not in the legislature, but correct. It has been put on a referendum.
Yeah, that's why I said it was on a referendum here in Florida.
And yours has been held up so far. Your reference.
Well, medical's been approved,
but I'm saying legal.
I've also been told by people that have the medical cards that the medical weed is really weak.
Well, and that could be too. That they're, I don't know.
It's not the primo shit.
Well, but could that be because they can't afford the primo shit? I mean, it's when you walk into the weed shop.
I have no idea. I don't know.
When you walk to the weed shop, if you want 25% THC weed, it's not going to cost you. It's going to cost you more than if you want something that's 17%. I mean, it's so they if they're cheap and only want to go in.
I'm understanding. I could be wrong, but I think in Florida it's like 5% on the medical. It's pretty bad, and they basically push the CBD stuff.
That 5% is basically like smoking Mexican dirt weed.
That's the 1970s shit. Yeah,
that's garbage. I mean, we're talking, and I don't know exactly my numbers, but I'm thinking that if my research that I did before, medical starts between, some say 19%, but I've heard others it's between 23 and 28. So I mean, if Florida's doing 5% and the general medical community is at a minimum of 19. I mean, that's garbage. That's
well,
garbage.
I was in weed stores twice in Colorado, and
19 to 24.
The percentages on that shit was like
19 to 24.
I ain't smoking that. I'll be paranoid for the next 3 months.
And probably they probably had the back shelf, top shelf, very expensive, up to 28 would be my guess, and that was probably very expensive.
Well, the stuff I got for my friend was pretty strong, but they came in these really skinny little doobies with a little fake filter thing on the end, and they look like little baseball bats. They're real, real thin at the end, and they're like those Benson and Hedges Slim cigarettes back in the day, or Virginia Slims. Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know what?
Him and me, we couldn't even smoke a whole one of those.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was like half of it, and they're like, we'll save this for later.
Well, you know what's the coolest thing about it's not when you walk into one of these shops anymore. It's not like it was ever any different, because this is all we've ever known. But it's not like you're just walking in and you can only just buy a bud. This whole market has evolved into edibles. You know, it's evolved into oils.
Oh,
it's,
they did sell seeds there too.
Seeds, probably clones. I mean, it's not just walking.
The seeds are really expensive.
About $10 a seed, I would say, was probably what you saw.
I don't
think
it was quite that much, but I think it was like a dozen seeds were like $39.99 or something.
They're not cheap. They're definitely not cheap.
Man, that's wild.
Especially if they're going to be female guaranteed, they're definitely not cheap. So, anyways, enough weed. Thank you for talking about weed, because I'm going to post this in.
I know you like dark
site that I'm starting to follow that I like. So
to answer the question that you had before,
the guys at Doobie.
Go ahead, our weed researcher.
Yeah, in Massachusetts, you can have 12 plants for two or more adults. Yeah.
Can I establish?
So if you've got 107 people, you can still only have 12.
That's correct.
That sucks.
Yeah, but can I tell you, there's no way the typical non-selling person that smokes weed that does want to actually function somewhat in life is never going to smoke 12 plants worth of weed in a year. or in a season or or have that much in their possession.
Let me ask you a question, because one of the other things is you can have up to 1 ounce on you and up to 10 ounces in your home.
Well, that's more than 12 plants.
You definitely are going to have to, if you're going to were to go into that, you'd have to start small and scale up and keep very close attention to what you have. How much was it? 10 ounces you're allowed to have
in your home? Yes.
You're fucked. I can get that off from. You're fucked.
Well, no. I mean, is that one plant worth or 50 plants? I don't know.
Well, it depends. But I mean, I know what yields what people around here are growing, and I've seen their plants. So I mean, 12 plants is definitely going to yield you more than 10 ounces in your home. So now, are you allowed to sell your excess?
Man, you people know what you're doing.
It doesn't say.
I grew plants back in the 70s, and I'd get like a quarter ounce out of five plants.
I mean, I've seen branches off from local plants that I've seen grow that have had an ounce just on a branch.
Holy crap!
I mean, does
Miracle-Gro work on them things?
Yes, but you don't want to use Miracle-Gro. It's salt. California has actually developed a Miracle-Gro formula for farmers. That has taken a lot of the salt content out and has added more stuff that's more geared towards marijuana plants. And there's other ones out there. That's just one.
You know a hell of a lot about
salt. Salt in the Miracle-Gro that you buy for your normal vegetable garden, which again you shouldn't anyways because of the salt, has too much salt in it. So Miracle-Gro is actually very bad. The best products are like your alpaca poop works very, very
okay,
well.
Okay, we got plenty of farms around here where you can get alpaca poop.
Alpaca poop works very well. Just got to watch a little high in nitrogen. You got to be careful. Don't go too crazy. But, yeah.
We should start our own weed growing reality shows. Make DJ Slim the star.
Let's do that. And then we can get Mike Tyson on the horn and, you know, just say Sensimilia for us, or however you say it.
Sensimilia.
Thank you.
Well, that's why there's no seeds. It's all Fintimia. But anyway,
yes, he has still not reached back out to
us. Speaking of Christmas, giving away weed.
Ho, fucking.
Well, I got one weed story in there. Slim perks right up.
Yeah, we went 20 minutes on that.
I
love it when Slim gets involved. I just got to throw a weed story in every week. We're good. For all the Trump haters, let me tell you this. There's more Americans traveling on this Christmas week than ever. Over 110 million people are traveling, including over 10 million on planes and trains. And our robust economy led to a record Super Saturday, with spending hitting $34.4 billion just 2 days ago. And I'm looking at the chart on the page about this, and it's paced by the big four mega retailers, Walmart, Amazon, Costco, and Target. Super Saturday had the best traffic seen in years. That means people going out and buying, and the dollar amount was the highest ever. $34.4 billion spent on Saturday, December 21st, beat Black Friday by about $2 billion. It beat Black Friday.
The thing is we haven't kept...
That's people are confident.
Well, yeah, it is. But
$3 billion, I'm sorry. It beat Black Friday by $3 billion.
But, you know... It's always been, up until just a few years ago, and I don't want to say exactly how many I'm thinking in my head, but up until a few years ago, the only number that mattered was Black Friday sales. Now, because they've developed all these other, you've got Cyber Monday, and you've got Small Business Saturday, they've got so many more numbers that they're looking in when they come up with this. This is how much the holiday season sold. Back in the day, the holiday season sold what Black Friday sold. That's how
Saturday season. Saturday was crazy because I went out. I went to leave the development on Saturday and I have to cross Bruce B. Downs. It's a six-lane road, and there's a little opening where you can cross it to turn left to go to the gas station, and I was going to get some smokes and gas and things like that. There was no way in hell I could cross that road.
No. But, you know,
there was no way in hell. I just F it. I did a U-ey, and I was going to go up to Popeyes and get some chicken. And the line at Popeyes was insane. I said, F this. I went home and made a peanut butter and jelly.
You're right. The spending's up. The economy's good. It's not easy, but spending's up. People are out shopping. But another thing that I think, and this is another one of my theories in life, people over-splurge nowadays. Everybody has to overdo with their presence. It's not like back in the day. It is. I mean, that's you guys are old school, but I'm saying this new generation, these millennials, these you know,
nobody's going to spend money that they can't afford to pay back, or they don't have confidence to pay it back.
Bullshit. Bullshit. I agree with that. These people go out and rack up credit card bills. No, like there's no
credit cards are at 19, 20, 21%.
The millennials
it's not
don't
like
care.
The old day at 6%.
They don't care.
It hasn't been 6% for decades, Zip.
They don't.
I'm aware.
They don't care. They don't, because they're not getting any. Nobody's explaining to them what that's doing to their credit. They're not getting these courses.
Credit unless
you don't
pay
it back. But yeah. they don't teach this to them, and they don't pay it back. These kids think it's free money, and they're screwed. These kids aren't being taught how to manage their anything. And in high school, we want to teach logic and this and that. We don't want to teach how to figure out your APR on your car loan that you just went and got because you have a horrible credit score, or the first time you miss your department store credit card payment, you just now went to 24%, and it takes you a minimum of 6 months to be able to drop back down to maybe 19%, maybe, if you're lucky. But they don't teach any of that. These kids are trapped, and they're going out and just credit card. My mom is a perfect example. She must have 35 fucking credit cards. Oh, my God. Jeez. We went 42 minutes without saying the word fuck. But and she doesn't. She pays on them, but and she doesn't carry huge balances. But other people do. These people are just spending crazy on credit cards. So go on.
Well, I was just wondering how much of that $34.4 billion or the 100 and some billion that's been spent on Christmas already has been spent on one of your favorite subjects, because it's apparently the Jeffrey Epstein has become a very trendy holiday design.
This sweatshirt's awesome, but I would
never. Yeah, they've got Christmas sweaters. Epstein didn't kill himself.
I'm buying.
And then, Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They didn't hang themselves. Reads a $19.80 sweater on Amazon, featuring the 66-year-old in a Santa hat. There's a bunch of ornaments that have that allegation, including one that features a noose. There's one. It says
Christmas like a noose.
Yeah. There's one that says during Christmas an elf may sit on a shelf, but Epstein didn't kill himself. That's on Amazon on a sweater for $29.99 in 8 different colors. Here's my favorite $18.99 T-shirt. It says Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Epstein didn't kill himself and Donner and Blitzen. And then you've got the classic gingerbread themed ornament. It's got a naughty box, a nice box, and an Epstein didn't kill himself box. And that one is checked. And you've got the Merry Christmas on the cover of a $6.99 notebook. And right underneath that, Epstein didn't kill himself. You've got Epstein didn't kill himself, available designs featuring Trump, Clinton, and Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, they got throw pillows, mugs, they got a diary, all with denials about Epstein committing suicide. Let's see. Only 34% of the respondents to an Emerson College poll thought the inmate died by his own hand. So there you go. So Epstein didn't kill himself, a popular Christmas gift.
Yeah, that's great.
I wouldn't mind getting an Epstein didn't kill himself sweatshirt.
Would you wear it?
Yeah.
Really?
But I would still prefer the Harley.
Yeah, well, you got a better chance of getting the sweatshirt.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, and don't anybody get smart-assed either, because somebody I asked one of my friends last year for a Harley.
Dude, and, you don't got to worry about me being smart.
I got a 1999 plastic model of a Harley.
Good.
So they got me a Harley. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let's see. Christmas is a holiday. Is a religious holiday for some. I don't go to church. I don't have a problem admitting that. I don't go at all. Never. You know, I did when I was a kid. I still believe Jesus was a great man, and so was Gandhi, and so was Martin Luther King.
So was Epstein.
And many others.
And he didn't kill himself.
I don't think he was a great man. Well, he's a pedo. But the Organization of Religion for Money turns me off, and so does the Catholic pedophile scandals and things like that. And now we have this guy from Missouri who probably took the Uranus fudge packing stuff a little too much to heart because...
He misinterpreted what it meant.
Yes, the church leader tried to pay for sex on Grindr with his Arby's card.
We wanted the meats.
I didn't even know you could get an Arby's card.
He was trying to. I was at Arby's today, actually. He tried to lure beefcakes with the meats. Missouri church leader allegedly tried to pay for sex on the gay hookup app Grindr with an Arby's card. He's using the handle DILF, Dads I'd Like To. Mm-hmm. Barry Cole Pointer, 57, allegedly tried to bed hot college age guys by offering to pay for gas, clothes, and roast beef sandwiches. The Church of Christ elder, who is also a professor at nearby Truman State University, shall we say was a professor at nearby, was 57 wasn't the age you're going to retire, was it, Barry? He was busted after a student reported him and a cop went undercover on the app. He allegedly sent the officer a message saying he would love to have a sugar daddy relationship with you, then offered to fill up his gas tank in exchange for sexual favors on December 3rd. And according to the paper, the younger guy, if the younger guy was willing, Pointer said he might throw in his Arby's card, LOL. Instead, Pointer was greeted by officers at the gas station where he tried to flee. When he's pulled over, now here's this good one. This is like the cocaine blew into my purse thing, officer. When he was pulled over a few blocks away, he allegedly told police he was not doing anything with a minor and was only trying to help the young men. He was charged with patronizing prostitution, faces up to 6 months behind bars. Truman State has suspended him, but
suspended.
Yeah, he'll be fired. They
got to start somewhere.
Get through the hoops. But his role at the Church of Christ, which has made homophobic comics in the past, is not clear if his leadership role still exists. Well, if they're one of those churches that hates people because they're gay, then, you know, there's another reason I don't like organized religion. You got to love everybody, okay? And I say the same thing to
gay people. That's what Jesus said.
Quit hating religious people. And religious people, quit hating gay people. Just knock it the fuck off, both of you. God damn. Gotta get along. Anyway, so there you go. That's our stupid criminal of the week.
Not a very stupid one, though.
Yeah, well, he's disabled. I'm offering the meats for the meat.
Not one of our classics.
I know, but it's just hypocritical.
It's meat for meat. And yeah, we love hypocrisy.
Yeah.
So, only Boeing had a worse week than Carnival Cruise Lines.
Poor Boeing.
Boeing had a bad week.
Yeah.
Although their stock went up 3% today, I should have bought it after a dip because they finally fired the asshole CEO. No sense. I have no objection to making money off their trials and tribulations.
No, certainly not.
But we've all seen the video of the two Carnival Cruise Line ships that collided together. That was pretty damn bad. I mean, they were both loaded up, both headed out, and let's just have two gigantic ships crunch into each other.
Yeah, let's go at the same time.
It was windy. You know, fuck you.
Don't go at the same time, dumbass.
But they've gone and tried to put limits on how people relax on vacation. I thought that was the whole point of the cruise, is being able to relax and
do what you wanted to do.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Carnival has. Not only do they let their ships run into each other, but now they've got a new dress code that could face an uphill battle, and I think it should. In an effort to avoid guests being made to feel uncomfortable, Carnival Cruise Lines has put in place a new dress code policy. In essence, the new rules is outlined in an updated section of the line's frequently asked questions section, as passengers think twice before wearing something that might be deemed inappropriate. Now, they don't tell you what the hell inappropriate is.
Well, they're protecting themselves because that way they can make the decision on the fly.
Yeah, but then you can't get away with that shit.
Well, but it will temporarily.
You can't wear disgusting and lurid shirts. So, you know, in my case, a disgusting and lurid shirt would be like wearing a Cowboys thing. You know, Dallas Cowboys are disgusting.
Actually, wearing their Epstein did not kill himself.
That could offend a lot of people.
Not be allowed on
Epstein. This yeah, women on board. They might not be able to go through with their plans.
Running around in your bathing suit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're on a cruise line. They've got a thing. They've got a pool there. They've got, you know, water volleyball and all that kind of crap. They got slides and everything. And well, if a woman wears something rather revealing, to me, if I'm on a cruise and I'm relaxing on vacation, and a nice ass jiggles by in a G-string, I'm okay with that.
Well, you are, but somebody might not be. But if they're by the pool,
but could you wear the G-string?
You can't wear a message that may be considered offensive or contain nudity, profanity, sexual innuendo, or suggestions.
Oh, so wait, you just answered your own question.
Wait a minute.
Message. I'm sorry.
Clothing accessories should not promote negative ethnic or racial commentary or hatred or violence in any form. So if I wear my MAGA hat, am I inciting hatred?
You can't.
Probably.
Yep, absolutely. So now this doesn't mean you can't wear the skimpy bathing suit at the pool. This has nothing to do with the skimpy bathing suit.
As long as it doesn't say MAGA on it.
As long as it doesn't say MAGA. The second that skimpy bathing suit says MAGA.
She's wearing a
G
string and there's a Trump face on the front of it.
You can't wear that.
Now it's offensive?
Yep, that's what they're saying. And that's what's wrong. Somebody's getting an important phone call in the middle of the radio show. That might be bad.
No, that was my phone going off. I just got three text alerts from the NFL.
Oh, I thought maybe.
No, that's it.
That was like the emergency bunker line when your whole network goes kaboom and you got to fix something.
No, that's the NFL sending me text messages.
It's relatively safe to assume Carnival's intent is to prevent people from wearing obscenity-bearing T-shirts. But what about body-bearing thongs, which some people might not want their children exposed to? Well, then don't take your children on a cruise. For God's sake.
Well, I mean,
I've never been on a cruise. CB, you've been on a cruise, right?
I've been on a cruise, yes.
Yes, was it an all-adult cruise or was it
a family? No, there were children there. As a matter of fact, they have
But they have all-adult cruises, so if you want...
Yeah, I'm assuming they do.
They do.
I mean, they have cruises.
Right, and let me tell you this. If you don't want kids and you don't want to offend somebody, you don't go on a Disney cruise or a Carnival cruise.
Yeah.
You
pick, I mean, they have, Norwegian, they have adult resorts down in the Caribbean. Adults only.
Yep.
Well, somebody in the comments section pointed out it's far easier to make rules than to impose them.
Yeah, that's also true.
But they will temporarily impose them, I believe.
It'll be arbitrary and stupid, and then they'll either get sued or yelled at or whatever, and it'll go away.
Yeah, and what are they going to do if you're out in the middle of the friggin' Atlantic on a cruise?
Here's a rowboat.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, and they ain't going to throw you over the side.
They'll leave you.
You never know.
They'll leave you at the next port.
If they're out in international waters, you could be walking the plank.
When I went on our cruise for our honeymoon, in the documents that we had to read in our stateroom, it did tell us that if we committed any sort of what would be considered a crime, and in this fact, this I guess could be maybe considered a crime. It takes a bigger stance. You could be left at the next port to be dealt with and handled. I mean,
yeah, they could also stick you in the brig.
Yeah, very well could.
Because I mean, they have.
That's you. Look what happened to poor Jack in the Titanic.
Well, once again, it goes back. We all just got to get along. But Carnival, that's, I mean, come on. Rig. You know, you might be well intentioned, but good luck enforcing that one.
But you're right. In the long term, it's not going to. But you're going to see. Over the next 6 to 12 months, you're going to see 12 to 18 cases where this now becomes a huge national news headline numerous times where passengers do run into a problem, and because this is out there, as soon as somebody comes up and says
everybody gets friggin' offended at everything.
Right, and now the second the guy...
They're not going to be able to do anything in the United States about it. These aren't even U.S. companies.
No.
No, none of them are. They're all registered
and,
out.
And,
of,
once, and once they go out past the 12-mile limit, U.S. laws don't apply anyway.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
So anyway, we're talking about the Democrats that are running for president and Butt Fudge and the socialists and the wackos and the old man with Alzheimer's. That's pretty much their whole candidate list. Oh, plus Andrew Yang, who's like really smart but still way left wing. The most popular 50-year-old on the internet right now is not a Democratic candidate. Of course, they're all in their 70s. That could be one reason. The most popular 50-year-old on the internet is outpacing every 2020 Democratic candidate on social media. It's Baby Yoda. Have you seen Baby Yoda? I mean, you can't help but have seen Baby Yoda in the last few weeks. It's
everybody's
that Mandalorian original series on Disney Plus features Baby Yoda. Now, if I was the guy who played Mandalorian, I'd be kind of pissed about it because the show's supposed to be about me. But Baby Yoda's been stealing the show, apparently. Is perhaps the cutest character Star Wars has ever produced. It's dominating cyberspace since the release of Mandalorian. In data given to Axios by internet analytics firm NewsWhip, news stories about the Star Wars character have twice as many average social media interactions as any 2020 Democrat. Baby Yoda has 1,671 average social media interactions on news stories about the green character. For comparison, Bernie Sanders has 850, Biden 839, and Butt Fudge 600. I'm not going to call him Buttigieg. He's Butt Fudge. Baby Yoda has almost 10 times as many average interactions as Michael Bloomberg. I can't see where that's a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Maybe voters will start demanding Baby Yoda for president. Have any of you guys seen Mandalorian?
He's not a U.S. citizen.
No. I've lost all interest in the Star Wars episodes.
All right, well,
I don't have Disney Plus, so.
Now, my friend out in Colorado, the one I went to the weed shop with, he told me that Mandalorian is very good.
Everything I've read says it's very good.
Yeah. Now, has anybody seen the new Star Wars movie? That's where I was going to go with this.
No.
You haven't seen it yet?
Nope.
The Rise of Skywalker, whatever it is?
Nope. I will wait for cable.
I will wait till tomorrow.
Okay. You could do that too.
Yes. I have decided that this is going to be movie week, so I don't have nothing else to do. I'm going to go see the Star Wars movie tomorrow, and on Christmas Day, I'm going to go see 1917, the World War I movie about the... Yep. The kid and his friend trying to save his brother and a bunch of other Brits that were going to walk into an ambush. The cinematography on that is supposed to be like fantastic. I will watch a so-so movie if it's really well shot, like Ben-Hur. That was done what, in the late 50s or early 60s, something like that.
Early 60s, yeah.
All right, guess what?
What?
And it was a stupid movie, but it was shot so damn well. I loved it.
We're done.
We're done for the year?
Done.
We're done for the year.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, no, we're not. We have one more show this. We have another show until... Yeah,
yeah, we do have another show.
So, okay.
Say hi to the kids. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Wesley. Hi,
Welcome
LJ.
Welcome to the show.
See you Sunday.
We only said fuck once, well, now twice.
Yeah, but yeah. We talked about weed for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's there's a whole bunch of reasons, again, for them not to listen.
Yeah, definitely.
But for those of you who listen, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
We do.
Yeah, both of you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Podcast always on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeart, Pandora. So make sure you guys check
us
out.
We're freaking everywhere.
We are.
Cassette tape. We're even on cassette tape.
Give the gift of Off the Hook Radio.
Yeah.
Good night.
We hand out